What's up, everybody? Zenith here, and this is Small Talk. Now, you guys, this is officially going to be my second podcast episode, and the feeling is still the same. I'm still so happy that I'm doing this. I'm glad I'm going to be able to say things that I've experienced, things I want to experience, and you know, your experiences on this podcast. And last, everything that just Small Talk, you get. So, guys, we've made progress. My podcast was available on 2 streaming platforms, like when I uploaded my first podcast, which was the pilot tag. And you guys, we are now live on 6. Yes, 6 streaming platforms. And they are Pocket Cast, Spotify, Google Podcast. Yes, Google Podcast, Overcast, Radio Public, and Deezer. Now, there's something that I really, really love about Anchor. Anchor is the one that really helps me to, you know, distribute my podcast to all this, but I uploaded it by myself on Deezer. Just an advice to you guys out there, if you ever want to start a podcast, it's more preferable you start with Anchor. So you guys, I have something special for you guys today, you know. And I got this recommendation, not really a recommendation, I got the idea from a friend of mine, and you know, he's a really like big fan of Little Mix, and he always says how underrated they are, you know. And I was telling him about my podcast, and I was like, the only thing he cares about at this point now is Little Mix. I was like, I'll definitely make it inclusive for you. And I add the idea, why don't I talk about the underrated and the overrated in the music industry? I mean, it's very, very obvious. We have a lot of underrated artists and overrated artists. There's a lot. You get, and people that actually put in the work, they don't really get their shine. And those that just, you know, throw their money and their talents, and the talents might not be as much as those that are underrated, they just get their names on the charts. I know it's not really fair, but then today I have put up a Google form. I think I did that 2 days ago for people to, you know, pull down people that they think are overrated. Guys, the responses, I got a lot. I obviously can't do everything, but then I got a lot. And if I start, you guys are going to be shocked. I'm just going to give little opinions about every single thing that somebody puts up. And I'll say my personal underrated and overrated artists that I know and I believe that are underrated and overrated. But the responses I saw, especially in the overrated parts, I was like, y'all are trying to put me in trouble. But you know what? That's what we do on this podcast. Get ourselves in trouble. So let's do this. So you guys, the way I'm going to be doing it is like, I'm going to mention one overrated and one underrated. Because I feel like that's better. If I just stick on the overrated part, some people can get bored. If I stick on the underrated part, some people will get bored too. Let's do it one for one. So, you guys, the first person on my overrated list. Drumroll. Wizkid. And Wizkid's name got mentioned 2 times. Now, that's a gag. I'm sorry, I don't think Wizkid is overrated. Me personally, I don't know, but what I believe overrated means is that you don't have one song tagged to you and you're like really popular, your names are on the charts, you get those kind of good stuffs are working for your career. And yes, those good stuffs are working for Wizkid's career, but it lives up to the fame, I guess. I mean, Made in Lagos was really good. I listened to it, even though I'm not a fan of Nigerian music. Like, not completely, but then I listened to it and it was really good. I'm just going to keep it that way because I know if I say more than that, Wizkid fans are going to come for me. So let's just drop it there. And now, the more bigger one, Davido. Davido as an overrated artist. I have to say I agree. I know a lot of you that are listening to this podcast are going to come for me. I'm sorry. See, I just have to give my opinion. I agree. I don't think he has talent. Oh my god. Sorry. That sounds bad. But then, I'm just being like unbiased here. But Davido is not really talented. And I don't think he lives up to the fame. And he brags way too much. And we all know that Burna Boy brags. But then, Davido bragging. It passed normal. So, under the underrated part, we have Vector, and his name also got mentioned 2 times. And me personally, I don't know who Vector is, which really like makes the underrated part really clear, because I don't really know him. I'm not a fan of his. I don't even know any of his music. I probably would have known his music if I was a fan of Nigerian music, but then I do not know him. So I think he is underrated because I don't know him. Then we have Yemi Alade. Oh my god, I just realized I'm doing it 2:14, but let's find a way. Yemi Alade under the underrated part. Now, me personally, I do not think Yemi Alade is underrated. There's just a constant comparison between her and Tiwa Savage, and the both of them are not underrated. Trust me, I've seen them on so many collaborations. Sorry, on YouTube with Elle, with Song Association, you know, different things. And she was featured on the Coca-Cola Studios National Anthem, and she did wonderfully well. I mean, I didn't even know Yemi Alade could sing such high notes. Like, she really destroyed that performance, and it was really good. And I don't think she's underrated. I mean, she's a judge on The Voice that is airing right now, The Voice Nigeria. I don't think she's underrated. So probably that person don't just get to see her as much as they want to see her. That's why they put her on the underrated parts, but I don't think she is. So back to the overrated parts, we have Burna Boy. I'll leave it like that. Then we have Rema. Now, Rema's name got mentioned 4 times. I don't know what you guys' problem with Rema is though. But me personally, after Dumebi, I didn't listen to Rema again. But then recently, I started listening to Rema because of Bounce. Bounce was really like a bop. I really liked Bounce. But then, after Dumebi, I don't think I know any of them. Okay, Dumebi and Bounce. Let's just put it like that. Dumebi, Bounce. That's all I know of Rema. And, you know, when you say overrated, it means you have a bunch of songs under your belt that is, like, trending. But all those songs are not, like, really that good. I don't know. That's what overrated means to me. But then, Rema, to me, it just has 2 songs that are under his belt that I actually like. See, let's just put it, I believe it's overrated, really. I don't know. It's just that he's young, which is why his name is getting thrown out there. You get, and he's under the Maven record, and Don Jazzy has money. So, you know, they can pay these radio stations, TV stations to play his music. And like that, he don't blow. You get. Then we have, under the underrated part, Peruzzi. Moving on, we have Tems. Now, me personally, that I don't even like Nigerian music, I would listen to Tems all day long. I listen to Tems every day. See, I don't know, I just love her voice, I love her talent, and yes, she is underrated. Even though she has a feature on Wizkid's song, to me, she's still underrated because you don't really get to hear her name being thrown around like that. You don't really see her songs on the charts. Damages really did well, yeah, but then she's not that popular. And there's one thing I love about Tems, she doesn't brag. She has a lot of things going on well for her, but then she doesn't brag. But she's really underrated. I really want her to be like on the spotlight, just the way, you know, Davido is in the spotlights. I was just overrated. I didn't see anything, shall. Then back to the overrated part, we have Omale. I don't know who that is, so moving on again. We have Naira Marley. Marley-ans. Drop it on full stop. See, there's some people I'm just going to give opinions about, and there's some people I will not give opinions about because I believe a lot of people are going to come for me, especially with Naira Marley and Davido. Well, I just have to say something about Davido's part because it's really overrated. But Naira Marley, I think he's just there. It's just that his lyrics are bullshit, but then I think he's just there. It's just there, and it connects well with his audience, I think. You get. So we have Zlatan also on the overrated part, and I don't think Zlatan is even overrated. I don't really hear his name that much. I think it's just normal. It's just like a normal artist that is making his money and his songs are doing well, period. And he has talent. His songs are really nice. There's a lot of Zlatan songs that are really vibed with. I mean, him and Burna Boy released Killing Them, and Team Today. Killing Them came out, I think, last year. Killing Them is still like a bop in everybody's ears. If you go to a club or a party and they play Killing Them, you're just going to dance. I'm sorry. So I don't think it's overrated. It's actually, you know, it's well deserved. Then we have, on the underrated parts, John Bellion. Yet again, I don't know this person, so he's obviously underrated. I've never even heard of his name before. Same on the underrated part, we have Nonso Amadi. I still don't know who that person is. See, I don't even know a lot of musicians. I just listen to Doja Cat and live my life. You guys already know this. So, on the overrated part, we have BTS. Now, when my former episode, like my pilot episode, you know, was published, you know, I say published, as if it's in a book. Anyhow, when it was, you know, uploaded, yes, that's correct English. I found out that I have an audience from the United States. And you might be listening to this podcast again, I don't know. Those of you that are, you know, Nigerian girls that die for Korean guys or Chinese guys, I don't even know where they are from. I think it's South Korea. You might come for me, but I totally agree that BTS is overrated. I totally agree. Me personally, I don't even like them. When I think they came out after Dynamite, I don't think anybody knew BTS before Dynamite. Let's be serious with ourselves. We didn't know them. I didn't know they existed. I don't listen to K-pop. I love Korean movies, but I'm not like a K-pop fan that, oh my gosh, my entire album is full of K-pop. I listen to Blackpink because I don't think those ones are overrated. They're just really there. But BTS is overrated. Like, I think there was an award show they did sometimes last year and they were nominated for something. I think Doja Cat won. I don't know. Someone won. I think, I can't remember what the award was, but BTS fans went wild. Like, they were ranting on Twitter. They did not let us rest. They were like, it's a lie. Oh, is this so? BTS is supposed to win. It's supposed to do this. Supposed to do that. And I don't think they should have won. That song, Dynamite, was just trending. I didn't even listen to it. I listened to it once and, you know, I was nodding my head or something. I moved on. So it's not like one song that I'll listen to it 20 times a day. When it's not Kiss Me More. Please, move. BTS is overrated and that's on full stop. Now, there's one that shook me. Someone put Beyoncé on the overrated part. I don't know. I feel like that's a you problem. I'm sorry to say this. I don't know, but I feel that that's a you problem because Beyoncé is a queen. I don't know. And they're not born me well to talk to Beyoncé is overrated. See, even if anybody comes for me for BTS, Davido, it no go reach Beyoncé's own if I say Beyoncé is overrated. Eh? Beyoncé is not overrated though. Please, let's be guided. Beyoncé is really, really talented. Her vocals. Have you watched Beyoncé's movies when she was young? Go watch them. Go listen to Beyoncé's old song. Listen to Destiny's Child. I was obsessed with Destiny's Child last year. I still am, but then not as much. Last year, I was like really obsessed with old school. And I think during March, when the lockdown started, I found out about Destiny's Child. I didn't even know Destiny's Child was a thing before. I just knew Survivor. I knew some songs, but then I didn't really know Destiny's Child was the one that sang those songs. So I listened to James Charles and Anthony Gargiulo's mashup. Like, they were singing a lot of songs, like they were mashing it up, and they were singing one song. Say my name. And I saw it there, Destiny's Child. And I went to Google and I was like, you know what, let's check Destiny's Child. And I found out Beyoncé was a part of Destiny's Child. I was like, okay, let's start listening to Destiny's Child. Full throttle. I was listening to it and I was really vibing. So I don't think Beyoncé is overrated. Even now, she lives up to that fame. She's a queen. And even her feature with Wizkid, the brown skin girl, that song is still trendy. Since Beyoncé is not overrated. I feel like the person that put Beyoncé as a problem with Beyoncé, that's a you problem. Probably she has done something you don't really like, but be truthful to yourself. Is she really overrated? Like, think about it. I don't think she's overrated. Then we have, on the underrated parts, Doja Cat. Now, I'm a diehard fan of Doja Cat. Like, diehard. Whatever she does, full support. Doja Cat has a new album. Yes, this is me advertising for her. You should go listen to it on the 28th. Is it 28th? 27th of June. Planet Earth. And Need to Know is coming out on that day. See, Doja Cat is not underrated. She is always performing at a lot of award shows. She performed at the VMAs, BBMAs, People's Choice last year. This year, People's Choice has not like come up, but then every single award show that has come up this year, she has performed. Last year, she performed a lot and her talent showed. She did the VMAs with like alien themed songs. She did Say So. then she was invited for the VMAs, and she did, you know, this classical say so part. She did iHeart Radio. See, Doja Cat is really talented, and I will not say she's overrated. She's not in any way, shape, or form. She's just an artist that is really making her money, and you know, her talent is showing and everything. Her name is in the charts, even though it's like not number one. Kiss Me More, her latest release, that song was trending on TikTok, and that's one problem people have. Some people actually say Doja Cat is overrated because TikTok made her songs. Like, I don't believe TikTok is the sole like fan base of Doja Cat's songs. Like, I will not take it. Some people are like, oh, all Doja Cat songs are popular just because of TikTok. You know, it has a nice beat that people can create dance steps to, and it becomes a trend. And for people to, like, you know, learn those songs, they'll download this song, then listen to it. And that's the reason why she has listens on Spotify, on any streaming platform. I don't believe that. Before those songs become a bop on TikTok, it has to be like an actual bop. So for TikTok people to be using those sounds from her song, you know, do remix and everything, that means that song is really good. So you cannot just say TikTok made that song. When I see those comments on TikTok, on Twitter, I really get angry because, you know, Doja Cat is my favorite and you're saying this shit about her. I will not accept it. So she's not overrated, she's not underrated, she's just an artist that is doing her job. Then we have Fumbi on the underrated part. I don't know who Fumbi is, so let's move on. We have Tinashe from the underrated part. I still do not know who Tinashe is, so moving on. She's obviously, I don't know if it's a he or she, but that person is obviously underrated. Then back to the overrated parts, we have Olivia Rodrigo. Now, I'm sorry, but I have to agree with this person that put Olivia Rodrigo. I do not think she deserves to have shine that she has. After Driver's License, I will not lie. Driver's License was like, I related to it, like, you know, not really related to it because I know even Sabi drive. But then Driver's License was so good. Like, everybody listens to that song. And if you're talking about TikTok made that song, yes, I agree. As long as it's not Doja Cat, you're saying it too. But Olivia Rodrigo, TikTok made that song. I did not even know that song if not for TikTok. Let's be honest here. But then, it's a good song. But then, I only knew about the song through TikTok. I don't know, Driver's License, you know, it got a lot of like awards. Her name was on the charts. She was, you know, making her money and yada yada yada. But after Driver's License, the remaining song, Deja Vu, I don't know, that new album, I've never seen when an artist album, every single song in that album is trending. Like, where is the space for other artists? Please, pack all your songs to one side. At least let one or two trend, then let the remaining artists show their talent. Because that's one of the reasons why Kiss Me More is on the bottom. It's like number 10, number 8, number 9. It's always between there. I don't like this. Because of Olivia Rodrigo, or whatever they call her name, I don't like this. She's overrated. I'm sorry. Point blank. Now, that same person, I don't know if it's the same person, but that person, another person, shall put Billie Eilish. How dare you? How dare you? Billie Eilish is really talented. I don't think she's overrated. And she's definitely not underrated because she wins a lot of awards day in, day out. But then, I think she's really doing well. Billie Eilish, or as some say, Billie Eilish. Nigerians are so weird. But Billie Eilish she's not overrated. She's not underrated. She's like Doja Cat. She's making her money. She's having the best time of her life. She's having fun. Then the last person on the overrated part is Adele. I also feel like this person has a problem with Adele. This is a you problem. I don't think Adele is overrated. There's a lot more people that you guys put on the overrated part, but I'm just going to stop with Adele. Adele is not overrated. If you compare Adele and Sam Smith, because there was a time, you know, Adele and Sam Smith was compared on Twitter, like, who writes the best heartbreak songs? And some people were like, it's not even an argument, it's not an argument, it's not an argument, it's Adele. But truthfully, Sam Smith doesn't just write breakup songs. He writes falling in love songs, breaking up, denial, agreeing, you know, different stages of heartbreak. He's going to write it. When he brings an album, that album is going to have all the stages of heartbreak. When you just fell in love, when you were dreaming about that person, the breakup, the pain, the, oh my God, I'll kill you now, like, I don't give a shit about you now, you know, all stages of heartbreak. Sam Smith is going to write it and put it in one album for you. Like, what better writer is that? But Adele just writes heartbreak, 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 heartbreak. Like, what led to that heartbreak? We need to know. You get, we need to feel that. But people just say, oh, because the feeling from Adele is much, much stronger, they relate with Adele more. And because she's a female and she has a sweeter voice for heartbreak songs, you know, for you to be able to sing those kind of songs, your voice must be really soft and sweet. But I believe Sam Smith is better than her. And Sam Smith is really, really... Can you even imagine? Someone wrote Sam Smith on the underrated part. I just saw it right now. I didn't even see this before. Exactly what I'm saying. Sam Smith is underrated. And Adele is overrated when it comes to writing heartbreak songs. But if you think about her career in a whole and her talents, I don't think Adele is overrated. She's just normal also. She's just making her money. You know, after that weight loss, she came back up. Everything. I just think she's normal. And Sam Smith is really, really underrated because his songs are not like ever in the charts. And those songs are really good. Like his latest album, Love Goes, that song was really, really beautiful. I don't know. The song was beautiful. The album was lovely. I listened to that album for like 3 months straight. I'll never like skip Sam Smith's songs because it's really, really good. So I think we're done with the overrated part. Let me finish up with the underrated because this podcast is getting long. We have Selena Gomez, and I'm just going to say that she's not underrated and put a full stop there, because if I talk too much, this podcast is going to become 25 minutes. We have Chloe and Hailey. Now, this is very true. You know, Beyonce signed them, and Chloe and Hailey, you see their talent. Like, you know, someone told me that it's either you have talent or you are black. And that's really true. You know, black people are really talented. No shade to white people. I love you guys. And Chloe and Hailey, some people are like, oh, it's just because they are black and they have, you know, black talent. And I'm like, no, they are not. They are perfect harmony. You know, two sisters. And I don't think any of them is going to like go solo any day soon because their songs are really doing well. But then it's not getting as much attention as it should. Ungodly Hour, the album, was really good. And I think one of the reasons why Chloe and Hailey is even popular is because of Grown-ish. If not for Grown-ish, people would have never known that Chloe and Hailey like are a thing. And I don't know. If you listen to Chloe and Hailey's YouTube like channel, if you watch it and you see their growth from like 9 years ago when they were really little doing covers of Beyonce, you see their growth. Like, it's crazy. Even when they were young, they were talented. So I don't think it's because they are black, that kind of black girl power talent. Like, they are really, really talented. Then we have Little Mix. Now I'm going to like touch upon this. I'm not really a fan of Little Mix, but then I'd like to say the entire world of girl groups are underrated. Why do I say this? Because Little Mix is like one of the biggest girl groups I know, apart from Blackpink. Blackpink is just a normal group, but Little Mix is like one of the biggest, and they are not like getting much recognition as they should if one online. I don't think they get much features. I don't think they get much performances to do. Chloe and Hailey still get like a little performance, but then it's not as much as what Little Mix gets, because Little Mix is really small. You don't really see them performing. You don't really get to hear their name. I think I listened to Little Mix when I was in SS1, I guess. I don't know. I can't remember, but I was in my senior secondary school and Air came out, you know, only song that made me to learn Little Mix. So I believe Little Mix are underrated, and girl groups itself, they are underrated. So guys, I have mentioned, I don't even know how many overrated people I put up. I don't know how many underrated people I said. I shall know that I can't do everything because there's a lot here. I mean, you guys really showed up for this, and I'm really happy for the responses I got. Like, thank you so much. But for me, after Doja Cat, I don't care about any other person. Sorry. That's just how I feel. I'm so sorry. So guys, that brings us to the end of this podcast episode. I hope that wasn't boring, you know. I hope it wasn't. I really hope it wasn't, because I literally cannot record it. This is actually the second time I'm recording this podcast. The first time I recorded it, I didn't save the audio. I did not save the audio. I wanted to cry. And, you know, I'm not really feeling well right now. I have malaria. Yes. I get sick also. Celebrities get sick. And, you know, after I recorded the first time, I don't know what happened. I think I pressed delete audio or something. I don't know. When I went to check my, like, file, I didn't see it. And I realized that I clicked the wrong button. I wanted to cry. You guys should please continue supporting me. My podcast is now live on a lot of streaming platforms, so definitely try and support me from those, you know, streaming platforms. Listen from Spotify, Deezer, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and so on and so forth. Very soon, I'm going to try and upload it on Apple Podcasts. It's going to be really hard, but then I'm going to do that for you guys, because I don't use an Apple product. I use an Android. Yeah, the struggle is real. Anybody out there, if you want to buy me an iPhone, just DM me on my Instagram. That's Zenith Ololade, ZENITHOLOLADE, no space. And I'll willingly collect the iPhone. Thank you. Now, if you want to follow me on my socials, I already sent my Instagram. I'm on Twitter, but, you know, Twitter is blocked, so I think I should promote it any longer. But then I'm on TikTok, I guess. I have like 2 or 3 videos there. It's the same thing as Zenith Ololade. I'm on Snapchat at EMP_OLA. And what else am I on? I think this is social media that I fuck with. The rest are just trash to me. I'm sorry. So thank you guys for listening once again. Like I said in the former podcast, if you want to talk about a topic, just reach me on my socials and I will reply you ASAP. I know you're a celebrity, don't worry. I'll reply you, I promise. And you know, I'll have you on. I'll bring you on to the podcast. I'll talk about the topic. And you know, we'll say our unfiltered opinions about it. You know. So thank you guys for listening once again. Thank you for fucking with me, even though like not that interesting, but then thank you guys. Peace out. Up your Aryans.